this is the time of year when you often might feel kind of blue. It's usually dark outside, maybe wet and snowy, and not very conducive to feeling good. Well, today we're going to talk about ways to combat winter restlessness on this edition of A Healthier Michigan on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. Dr. Kristen Gregory is back with us. She is Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Dr. Gregory, how common are the winter blues?
It can be pretty common. It can affect 10 to 20% of the population.
Wow.
Here in the northern latitudes.
Now, that was very specific, the northern latitudes, because we don't get a lot of sunshine during winter, right?
Exactly.
And that's part of the problem here. So what are some of the signs of being restless during winter months?
Sure. So some of the symptoms that we can see is oversleeping, overeating, that carb and sweet craving, kind of wanted to snuggle down, and a loss of interest in the things that we might normally like to do. Just a feeling of just kind of blah.
That's probably why we gain a little weight during winter months too.
But, yeah.
You know, it's nice to snuggle under the covers and maybe go to sleep a little bit earlier, but I guess you should be concerned about if it happens a lot. I mean, when does this start becoming a problem, Dr. Gregory?
When you start having, you know, symptoms of depression, because what we're talking about here is kind of that winter restlessness and blues, but there's a difference between that and a seasonal affective mood disorder, which is a depression that is happening seasonally.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it happens, you know, in the winter. It can also happen in the summer. But the winter blues and this restlessness is a less severe symptom, mm-hmm, of a problem.
So I actually know someone who actually leaves the state of Michigan during the winter months and goes down to Florida. He's not a retiree. He just makes sure he has work down there, and it helps his mood disorder a lot. You know, even those sun lamps couldn't do it for him here in Michigan. So that's an extreme case, but most of us can probably benefit just from spending time outdoors. Now, I know you're an advocate of that. Let's talk a little bit about how that works even during winter months.
Yeah, I mean, so it's pretty outside, but all that cold air and snowy roads, it can really put a limit on the stuff that we do, you know, winter activities wise, and it can make us hard to have that enthusiasm for going outdoors. I don't even like walking my dog when it, you know, gets
I know,
around 20. I'm like, really, you got to go outside now?
I feel the same way.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's things you can do inside. There's things you can do at the gym, but even, you know, if you do go outside, sometimes just hearing the sounds of nature, for whatever reason, it seems like it's better for listening when the air is cold, right?
Yeah.
You can actually hear, you know, the bird songs and the running water. So things are a lot quieter in the winter, and we can learn to enjoy that too.
And that can actually give us a little mood boost, just hearing the,
yep,
sounds of nature in wintertime?
Yep, exactly. Kind of being present and noticing that, getting your mind off, you know, the worries and the holiday season.
And just kind of enjoy your surroundings. We talked a little bit about that last time we had you on last month, about how being present can just change your mood.
Right.
Okay, so that's outdoors. What about indoor experiences that maybe we could engage in that would help with that winter restlessness rather than hunkering down under the covers? What else would you recommend?
Right. So there's indoor stuff that makes winter a good time to do, like checking out a new museum, trying an indoor sport together. I know they have that, what's that called, foaling. It's like football, but you are throwing a football like at pins.
Like you're bowling, bowling.
Like, okay, bowling, yeah. Yeah.
And we have one of those places here in Ypsilanti, actually. So that would that'd be a good one to try. I haven't done it yet.
Axe throwing.
I know people who love that. They get their aggressions out by throwing an axe.
Yep. And, you know, like home organization projects too, you know, when it's cold outside, I've been, you know, I've decided I'm going to arrange this part of my closet now because I can't go out, or I'm going to start a new project, painting.
Yeah.
Just kind of something to keep yourself occupied.
You know, it almost gives you permission.
Snows, we can go snowshoeing and skiing and...
Well, that's a little bit more ambitious for me, but I get where you're going with that. Dr. Gregory, to your point about doing some organization in the home, when it's icky outside, it almost gives you permission to do those kind of chores inside. You're almost glad you've got that to do, and you feel gratified when it's done because things are organized, and it helps. I think when you have an organized house, it helps organize your mind. Is that true?
Yeah, so having things organized in your house, it really can put an organization on our mind too, right? Instead of having to deal with all that clutter that you have going on and kind of worrying and thinking about that every time you pass by it. So taking the time out to get something done, it can give you that sense of completion and make it a little bit easier to think.
Yeah, I agree. Dr. Gregory, if all else fails, though, and you still can't shake the so-called winter blues or the winter restlessness, what should you do then?
Yeah, I mean, if you felt down and depressed for a two-week period and you're oversleeping, overeating, or... you know, if you're having thoughts that, you know, maybe life isn't worth living, then that's time to consult a behavioral health professional, for sure. Either go to your family doctor for a referral, or, you know, reach out to a behavioral health therapist. You can get more answers at ahealthiermichigan.org. Or mybluesperspectives.com.
All right. ahealthiermichigan.org. Again, ahealthiermichigan.org or mybluesperspectives.com. Dr. Gregory, so important, and I hope that anyone who is going through that is forthcoming with their medical professionals and let them know, because there is help out there. Great talking with you, and thank you for helping us each month here as well. Thanks.
Okay.
Dr. Kristen Gregory, Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan.